The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and relieve struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hello there. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we are live on Facebook. And we're actually doing every first Wednesday of the month, we do a Tales from the Vector show, which is about my cards from the Tales from the Vector. And we are doing free three-card consultations today. So you can call in 1-800-930-2819 and call in and receive one of those, a short version of those consultations. And I just wanted to say that, you know, what we're looking for here is for interesting ways to face today's challenges. So Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we are live in on the air. And so we're using the Higher Self Network, HSN, which is sort of like MSN, except that your subconscious and unconscious mind are on HSN all the time, whether your conscious mind is aware of it or not. So this may be affecting your thoughts in the collective out there with what's going on in North America in particular right now is kind of like really interesting energy. So you can also find us at thetruthisfunny.com in the archives and at transformationtalkradio.com and also at transformationradio.fm if you're listening later, and the energetic shifts are available when you listen later. So also I wanted to mention that you can enjoy a new perspective with Karen Betton every third Wednesday of the month, and we are going to focus today on the card of choice. So before we get any callers, and we've had a few people send a few things in, it seems like people are really, really busy right now, just catching up. There's, you know, it's that time of year where a lot of people are talking about doing book work, and it makes people a little cranky if you go on social media right now, you may have noticed. It's this card that I chose for today, this painting, is called Perception. And so this card is really, it's from one of my visions in ceremony. And this is, it was like I was at an optometrist's. And, you know, you go to have your eyes checked and the optometrist will, you know, you're looking into the machine and the optometrist will ask, you know, which one do you prefer, this one or that one? And it's like, oh, can you just show me one more time, you know, as you're getting zeroing in on how you want to see. And that's kind of how this was for me. And I would see all these horrible things happening on the planet. It was just horrible. And all the logics and all the reasons why all the logical ways of dealing with this weren't working, because they weren't really logical. They just seemed to be. And then on the other side, all this beautiful, bright, wonderful things that were happening. And I would, and the Madre, like, she has a spirit, and she, her voice would speak to me, and she asked, you know, do you want this or that? And I'm like, well, I knew what I wanted. I knew what I preferred, but somehow I just couldn't take my eyes off of that, that I didn't want, and focus on this, what I did want. And so I get more of that and less of this until I finally purged. And then I realized, hey, you know, this and that, this and that. It's all a choice about how you look at things. And so for a lot of people, what I'm picking up, like this is about, as I said, your perspective, like a cat. So a cat's purr has a very high resonance, and it actually can heal bones, and it's a very comforting sound. And so when you think about in any given situation, and I've been blessed to work with many, many people from around the world, I find this is true of all cultures and that the collective influence can have quite a big effect on people. And when people move into fear, especially when it comes up like financial, like it does now, because there's a lot of people, I'm just checking, oh, okay, we do have someone who's calling in. So I'm just going to touch base on this a little bit and see if I can grab this call before we go to our first break. So, but I just wanted to explain how, why the collective has such a huge influence on us. So I was just telling Zach, my producer, who kind of, you know, it's sometimes challenging to find producers who find my sense of humor is funny, and he does at times. So I was just saying, like, if it wasn't a morning show, I'd go and buy a Corona. And, and we were talking about, you know, the lime, you know, yeah, Corona and lime. And I was explaining to him how the reason they put the lime on the rim is to keep the flies from shifting all over the beer rim. And that wasn't intended to actually go into the beer. And so he didn't know that. So for all of those of you out there who didn't know that, if you're going to have flies hanging around, you want them to be like flies to shift. to good things that you're going to bring in. So, you know, energy goes where your attention is. And so if you're focusing constantly on fear and losing money on the stock market because of all the fear and all of the different perceptions, opinions that are being presented, that's when it's a really good time to, you know, just focus right now and go inward and recognize, hey, we've survived many ends of the world already. I'm not saying that this is not a challenging situation. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that, you know, we can choose. It's more beneficial to choose to focus on where we want to go in a strong way. And that's a lot easier to do when we're in alignment with our path. And so, Zach, how many minutes do we have left before we need to take our first break?
We have like 4-ish minutes, but we can take it whenever you want.
Yeah. No, well, I'll do this and then we'll just touch base with the person who's calling in. But I just wanted to explain, this is from my layer 4 call to dance manual. And, you know, this is in this, and what this card says about perspective, each of the cards has also comes like with a note to self. And when we are using energy, we'll use these keys to put into our energetic shifts, just to give them a little bit more power. And, so perception, I'm just going to read a little bit about what this. So perception, this and that. Your reality is formed by your perception of how the world is. If you perceive it to be a difficult place, it will prove to be difficult. If you perceive it to be full of possibilities with a price to be paid for every possibility will come with a price tag. Every problem has a story, and most of the tales we tell ourselves about the story of our lives are inaccurate accounts from the point of view of our subconscious and unconscious minds. Often we will say, I want that. And once we have that, we will say, now I want this. Once we have this, quite often we decide that now we want that. This continual loop of wanting can be stopped with perception. A cat's purr, as I said, resonates at a very high vibration, lowering stress, blood pressure, and risk of heart attack. Perception is your ability to be able to look on the bright side of life. And that is a note. The note for this particular card is dogs have staff. Or sorry, dogs have owners, cats have staff. And you'll notice that my co-host is proving this because she's nowhere to be found. Although she did work very hard on the internet this morning. So we do have a caller. I think I'll just go take the break right now. And as soon as we get back, we're going to take your call. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We are shifting energy and shifting people's perception into a stronger, brighter future. You can call in 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, we'll do our first three-card consultation. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Yeah, yippee-skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Tales from the Merworld with Amira Beth, exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria, airing every second and fourth Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tales from the Merworld Radio is a blend of mythology, theology, and ancient history, and Amira's own soul channelings. Are you ready to explore and validate the possibility that we are much more than our Earth bodies? Amira Beth's Tales from the Merworld Radio hold safe space discussions for remembrances and memories of topics like multidimensional existences and simultaneous lives. Together, we will be raising our vibrations through stimulating conversations and the opening and releasing of the remembrance of our soul purposes for this incarnation. Join me, Amira Beth, for Tales of the Merworld Radio.
The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Stephan is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune in to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
You are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and we're also live on Facebook again this morning. We're doing a Tales from the Vector show, which is the first Wednesday of every month, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, and we are providing three-card consultations, and we have a caller who's been patiently waiting. So I really wanted to get to this call, Zach. So can you put, is it Haley?
Yep, we have Haley from Maryland.
Hi.
Hi, Haley. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
I said your energy feels really bubbly and bright. I said to Zach, we should put change it from M-A-R-Y land to M-E-R-R-Y land, Maryland. So what's cool. going on with you? And we'll pick three cards and just see what it's about. What
lovely,
would you like
thank
that?
You.
Pardon me?
I said lovely, thank you. There's a time delay on what I say.
Okay. Yeah. So what would you like to work on?
Business.
Okay. So do you have your own business?
I work with and for my husband.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering if my perception of his perception is mucking things up.
Ah, okay. So when you get in touch with that on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like it's really mucked up, to 0 being we've got this. Where are you?
10.
Yeah, I'm getting that there's a lack of personal or of purposeful communication at this time. Or not like a lack. I mean, there's also, you know, sometimes people, when they get into business with each other, they tend to get into arguments rather than arguing their point and making all the information. There's so much information out there about business. And so the conflict. So first and foremost, like what comes up is you don't have a business problem so much as you have a relationship issue. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to strengthen you to that. Like if it wasn't your partner, I'm getting the business part, the number would be like half. So it's like coming up for you half and half. Like it's not just like, it's kind of like you promised to be married to this person and stay with them for the rest of your life. And now you're also in business. So we want to strengthen the original relationship between you and your husband. And so we want to strengthen, and we do this like with, I picture it as relationships in each one in a circle, and they come together, and in the middle is that Vesica Pisces. And so this is when two energies come together like this, that energy in the middle, we want to strengthen that is strong between the two people. And that can only occur if this, and we'll call it A and B here, you're A and he's B, that these two energies are going to work with each other. So we want to make sure energetically that you're strong energetically to him. And you were weak before, but now it's kind of like, it's kind of coming up now when you mentioned your perception, this is coming up for you. And this is, so number one, what we want to do for you and for everyone out there, because you're sharing what a lot of people's concerns are right now about business and partnerships and, you know, doing things the same old way and not getting the results that you want. So we're just going to get you in a position where you recognize that this is more an issue about you. Would you agree with that?
I would. And I'm also getting that my perception is he's in the way of my continuing successfully with my healing business.
Okay. And why do you feel that is, like without getting into specifics, but just in general? Is it because he has limiting beliefs around your business?
He doesn't understand what I do.
Mm-hmm. And are you getting like good results?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, what's coming up is I've seen this many times with many people, and generally, you know, because I've been out there for like 15 years and 10 years of that, I've been prepared. Well, the first 5 years is more preparing to be able to share this information. Having said that, it is challenging to understand. Would you agree for most people that if you logically think about it, it just feels like it's sort of against everything that we're taught and told.
Yeah, he's very analytical.
Yeah. So I love analytical men. I honestly do. I find that it's really good to have. I'm an artist, and you know, I paint dragons and do these painting, these drawings, and I'm my vision was like this 64 card deck, and you know, I married someone that was a farmer from, you know, the prairies. So of course it was weird, and it is weird. Having said that, it also, we want to strengthen that for you, that, you know, a lot of women that, because in the beginning it would be mostly women at seminars, and a lot of them would express this desire to find a male partner that would really integrate what they are doing and strengthen them and empower them. And so your perception that his mind is too logical is actually holding you back, because it's good that he's a skeptic, and it's good that you, you know, sometimes there's some people that need to, you know, be told that, you know, people need to understand it on a logical level also. That's why I understand the energy between that. But when you get in touch with it right now and you think about it, as really, it's more about your masculine and feminine qualities coming together in a strong way and your perception of what that is and what that means. When you get in touch with that and you recognize, hey, this is actually in your control, how does that feel? Has it shifted for you at all?
Yeah, it seems to have lightened up.
Yeah. So it's more the thought that you can't convince, if you can't convince him and he loves you and he married you, then, you know, and you like, then, you know, then that's a bad thing. And I kind of appreciate that. It's good that people question this and that it, yeah, because honestly, to be able to improve your work and improve your skill set, it's good to be challenged in this way, so that I find that when you can actually explain things to people and share information where they start to understand it, it becomes more real for them. And the first card I picked for you was the Virgo card. Are you or your husband a Virgo?
No.
Okay, because this energy is totally about analytical critique or anal criticism. And so the Virgo energy is very organized, very analytical. And so this is what it's saying. And how organized are you in your business?
I'd like to be a lot more organized.
Mm-hmm. That's what this card is about. When this card comes up, it's about organization. And I really get that, because we've been in a Mercury retrograde, which it appears that Mercury is going backwards. And this is the sign of communication ruled by Virgo. Your number one issue here between your relationship with you to your husband is about purposeful communication. That's what's coming up, the number one weakness. And it's coming from your perception of how things are supposed to be. So I'm just picking, I love these cards. This is the card of the karmic space of attachment. So attachment is like the number one karmic space identified by Vijaya Sati Bhagavati. And this is, attachment is number one. Like when we become attached to specific people, to our business, to the way things should be, the way things, you know, the way we want them to be. And we, you know, a lot of people, become attached to, and it's, that starts the road to the need to be right and abuse of power. Because if we become very attached to things, then we have to make it work our way. And so we're seeing a lot of that out there right now, you know, in the world right now. So we want to strengthen purposeful communication. And then also for the collective, this is huge, purposeful communication for people out there. So when you get in touch with it right now and you think about it, what number do you feel you're at? Is it the same or has it changed?
That's about the same.
Okay, so this is something that I love about this situation is that you have what I would refer to as reverse perception. And so what's coming up is, how long have you been working at this energy, like what the work that you're doing?
A little over 3 years being in business.
Okay, good. Okay, so we're going to get you strong to everything that's happened with everything you've had to explain. Do you feel sometimes like you're being laughed at, ridiculed?
More like suppressed.
Suppressed, okay. So, because the well, this is funny. We're going to have to go to a break right away, but if you stay on the line through the break, I'll work on this a little bit more for you. But I just was laughing because this is about otherworldly desires, this card. But we also call that our orgasm card in the deck, because a lot of people that get this card end up having a really fabulous, fantastic, energetic episode happening. So we're just going to strengthen you to that, even though, see, this is about perception. When I come back, I'm going to explain this a little bit more fully with everyone about what I mean by having this perception. It's not about turning a negative into a positive. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is recognizing where you are and finding the most creative solution to resolve, not to resolve, but to dissolve the problem. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny, and we're live on Facebook. And we'll be on YouTube later. You can also, I'm just going to remind you that you can reach me at The Truth is Funny with Colette. That's my main social media name. And you can find out about more about my seminars and all of that, everything I do on The Truth is Funny with Colette, and also about my teleconferences. And so I'll share that information later coming up. You can call in for a three-card consultation, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back and we'll find out what number we can get Haley to then.
Hello, friends. I am Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul-stretching success tip of the day, taking 100% responsibility for your life. You know, a belief is a thought you just keep thinking. So the questions become, what is your mindset? As you assess your strengths and weaknesses, you need to believe and empower yourself. When you change your mindset to, I am, I can, and I will, your courage, your purpose, and your power, and your greatness begin to evolve. Make the commitment today. Obtain the discipline and be willing to do whatever it takes to learn, to grow, and develop yourself in order to win at life. You are worthy, you are talented, and you have the ability to create your life of abundance. For you are your greatest assets. I'll see you next time.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
For stimulating conversation and keys that will change your life, tune in to Dynamic Destiny with Coach Pete every first and third Wednesday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Pete to get clarity for your calling and practical wisdom for results. For more about Coach Pete, visit PeteCoaching.com. That's PeteCoaching.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune in to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we are talking about perception and your ability to tune into your perception. And we have Haley on the line from Maryland. And we're just going to check in with you. We pulled three cards before the break, and that was the Virgo card, which is basically about anal analytical critique compared to versus anal criticism. So we don't want to be too hard on ourselves, and we don't want to be like too fluffy either. And so it's good to have the ability to really get organized in your business. And this is what's coming up as a weakness for a lot of people. I found that for myself. I went through every single piece of paper in my house. It's taken me 3 months. I have about another day and a half left, and all organized and all my binders in order, all these things that I've been wanting to, and the house just has a different feel. And so really a lot of times when we think we have a business problem, it's a relationship problem. And if we have a relationship problem, that might not even be regarding the relationship. And so this is what we were talking about with Haley, and just, you know, we were talking about attachment and about how to the way things are supposed to be. Sorry, attachment is supposed to be this way. And then we chose otherworldly desires, which is about, you know, enjoying life. And so, but also being able to do and taking action, consistent steps of action to get towards the future that you want. Your purpose is to just be your best version of yourself. So we're just going to get Haley back on, Zach, if we can.
Haley, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks.
Hey, Haley. So, you know, I want to thank you for calling in and expressing what so many people do express. And I just wanted, you know, when you said that you felt like you were suppressing your voice, tell me about that. Has it changed at all since the break, or?
I do feel a little bit lighter.
Mm-hmm.
I've had this thing going on with my tongue where it felt like I ate hot soup and it just been stinging, but it seems to be a tiny bit less.
Okay. So that's coming up right away for you as being like, there's an old form of torture where they would remove people's tongues. And it's just coming up for you. Do you believe in past life situation?
Yes.
Yeah. So you understand that really, like, the present moment is the past and the future all combined. And so what a lot of people, like, even if people out there don't believe in past lives, there's enough people on the planet that do believe in past lives that it's going to have an effect on us. And so we're just going to strengthen this for you, that, you know, it's not so much what you believe in or what you don't believe in, but there's some energy around. It's also being tongue-tied. Like, do you know what tongue-tied is?
Not being able to say what's on my mind.
Yeah, but like on a physical level, some babies have like it's their tongue is too tight and they'll sometimes cut the membrane there so that they can suckle better. And so it's just coming up that for you, it's coming up that, you know, you have you're kind of done with swallowing your words. Have you noticed?
Yeah, my tongue has felt tension for the past couple of months, like it's just not relaxed.
Mm-hmm. So I talk quite a bit about this. When you say relaxed, a lot of people see this is what's coming up. And I'm not saying that, you know, this is your fault, okay? Or that mm-hmm. when I say that this is coming from you. It's, you know, to be in a relationship, of course, is two people, you know, with another person, it's a two-way street. But I'm just saying, if you think about that, the person that you're with right now, that you're dealing with and having an issue with communicating with, that is a reflection of your ability to be able to communicate within yourself. And our significant relationships are about that. So we're just going to get you strong to that whole idea of this being in your control. That's what's bothering you more than anything. I'm getting when you go really weak when you think others are going to go out of control. Does that resonate with you? Or things are out of your control? Yeah. And so this is a defense mechanism that you have where you stop listening. So how was it when you were a little kid? Did you get stopped if you were having a tantrum in that? I'm talking.
Say that again. Toddler. I didn't hear you.
Like if as a toddler, like what was your parents' style of, you know, shutting you down when you had a tantrum?
My mother told me to shut up once and that pretty much changed my life.
Okay. So that's what's coming up. So, yeah. How old were you?
I think about 6 or so.
Oh, okay. So when you think about that, what's the emotion that comes up?
Sadness.
Okay. It's kind of like a deep grief. And so so you felt like totally shut down. Why was that?
I felt like she didn't love me and wasn't interested in what I was saying.
Okay. And before that, had you always experienced her being interested in what you were saying?
There was no issue with that before she said that.
Right. And so let's just get you strong. See, like this is my, this is what I find a lot of the time, you know, my book, The Truth is Funny. It talks about, you know, mother's worry, the huge influence that mothers and children have with each other. And so it doesn't come up strong that your mom wanted to shut you up. She just had run out of patience that day.
She wanted me to eat my dinner.
Okay. And if you didn't eat your dinner, what would happen?
I'd have to sit there until I finished it.
That was a form of torture our parents gave to us that we hopefully don't do anymore. You know, a lot of us have experienced that, having to sit at the table for hours because you didn't finish your plate. And so what was the emotion that comes up when you think about that now?
It's like denial of something. I feel it in the pit of my stomach.
Okay. So, cause for a lot of men, I find that from the generation of that, if men were taught like, hey, you have to, you be a good provider. And, you know, if someone had some lack in their history, which most people have had at some point or another, you know, the vast majority, that it's a man's job to provide for the family. So it's kind of seen as an insult not to eat your plate of food when maybe when he was a child, he didn't have enough food. Or that high a quality of food. And so I'm just getting that your mom was doing her best to keep peace in the house. Okay. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So on some weird level, it kind of left you with the impression that you didn't matter to her.
Yep.
And it was because you really did matter to her.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, you know, we have to take another short break here, but I don't have another caller trying to get on right now. So I would like to finish this with you, because what you're bringing up is huge for a lot of people out there. Are you willing to hang in there for another short break? Haley?
Oh, I think we might have lost her.
Oh, we may have lost her. Okay, so I'll talk about this when we come back. This is quite emotional when people realize this, but we're going to go to the break, and we still have time for one more consultation if someone wants to call in, 1-800-930-2819. I'm going to touch on this a little bit more when we come back after this short break.
Have you ever wondered what your pets think about? Do you know what your pets are saying to you? Dr. Monica will be your pet's translator to help you understand what your pets are trying to communicate to you. Enhance the bond with your furry friends on Pets Talk with pet communicator Dr. Monica each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Dr. Monica, visit PetCommunicator.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Howdy friends, this is Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and this is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. As you know, we are the creators of our own reality. During our journey, we will write our own life story and create our own personal resume. We all have been provided the freedom to choose what we want, choose how we feel, and choose how we respond to events and circumstances. This brings an inspirational quote to mind. If you can dream it, you can do it. Mr. Walt Disney. I hope you have a wonderful day filled with love, light, creativity, and of course, your freedom of choice. Namaste, my beautiful friends, and I'll see you next time.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
Are you ready to accelerate your wealth and success? Join Ahana and Daniel from Rise and Be Rich with Cornelia Stephanie on the Millionaire Imprint for Women on Transformation Talk Radio every third Friday, 1 p.m. PST. Step out of lack and into your power of creation. Build and grow your wealth. Create prosperous businesses that make a difference. Visit ahanalara.com/RBR show.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we have been talking about perception and about being able to identify what the hidden energetic blocks are. When those are deleted from our system, it allows us to step into a better version of ourselves very quickly. And so this is what we've had Haley from Maryland on the phone, and she's been talking about something about, you know, fears in finances about miscommunication with her partner. And, you know, we've boiled it, like we're coming to this one spot where what happened to her at the age of 7. And, you know, I just want to check in with you now, Haley, if you can put her back on just to see where you're at.
Yes, we got Haley back.
Oh, good.
I'm back. I got cut off, but I thought that was pretty funny.
Well, that, you know, that happens quite often when someone's really shifting a lot of energy. So I'm just getting that if you, like when I told you that, it never, see your perception never from, because you were a little girl. Mm-hmm. And your perception was that your mom, when she said, you know, shut up, that she didn't love you. And it was, she was doing it to keep peace in the house. And she just was having a bad day that day is what's coming up. Like she mm-hmm. had run out of patience. But it's amazing, isn't it? How, you know, like, because you were talking about your tongue, I'm just interested to know, how is your tongue feeling now? Is it still burning?
A little bit, but it has changed.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of interesting. It's kind of like... when she said that to you, it brought up past life experience of having of tongue severing experiences on both sides. And so we're just going to strengthen that for you. That's also coming up, you know, because the mouth represents the physical anatomy. So in psychosomatics, the tongue is actually like very intimately associated with the penis. And so if you're arguing and have cutting words with men, you know, in particular partner, or you've experienced that as a child, and this happens, and there's no judgment here. This is just coming up what happened. And so just I'm getting there is that your mom has a great deal of love for you. And so when you get in touch with it, we're just not sometimes 100% able to always express what we want. And we want to strengthen you now to be able to express what you want to express and to be able to do it like from your heart and without like, so being vulnerable in that sense. And so I'm just going to pick another card for you. And then we're just going to check in and see where you're at. So this card came up, this is my divorce or separation card. And so a lot of people will get triggered by this, but I'm getting, it doesn't mean you're divorced or whatever. It means you're separating from something. And so I'm getting for you, you know, you may have had thoughts along that line, because when we're not getting along with others and it just seems like they don't care about what we care about, et cetera, we can have a tendency to go into that space. But this is also about really letting go of that, which is holding you back from all the success that you want. And if you think about your partner mirroring back to you and your mom mirroring back to you these, you know, deep fears that you have that you need to, you know, it, or not need to, it would be beneficial if you overcame these to be able to step forward in your business in a stronger way, I'm getting. And so if mm-hmm. if you look at this from a place of neutrality, instead of looking at it from good or bad or positive or negative, and just recognizing, hey, this was an experience I went through. And now that I have a better understanding of it, I could choose maybe a different way of dealing with it. So I just want to tune in here with you. And can you tell us what you're experiencing right now?
When you said to listen to it from neutrality, it's like my whole body said, yes.
You deserve it.
Thank you.
So it's kind of funny, like if we have a tendency, and when this Virgo card comes up, I know that this is like it's a tendency when you said you're not a Virgo and he's not a Virgo, to really be over critical of yourself. And so that's one of the pleasant surprises that I have found, because as I've gone through all this paper and everything I've written, and it's like, wow, you know, I was heavily critiquing myself. And now I'm being a little bit more gentle with myself when I see, oh, well, that's because this was happening and that was happening. And, you know, all of these things. And so this is what I mean by perception. And really, perception is really connected to your attitude. So what we want to do is just pull one more card for you and everybody else out there, just as a sort of like an idea of you know, how can we just change the old story and move into a better version of it and manifest what we want through that. And so the card that came up is this card. And I love this card. This is also a karmic space. And so when you first got into this different work line 3 years ago, what was your reason you wanted to do that?
I wanted to feel good about helping people and be able to do that from anywhere in the world, because I can't keep working in the back of a shop tied to equipment.
Okay. So this is the karmic space of indifference. And so many, you'll see there's like a rainbow and there's like a baby unicorn and it looks all happy, except that in the background, in the black and white patches of the jigsaw puzzle is, you know, the homeless people and their homeless pets in the background. And so this, the karmic space of indifference is when we start off really strong, you know, with really, really high goals and really, really want to make change. It's usually like people say, I want to help people. So let's change that word to that you're going to empower yourself and you're going to lead by example, by being calm and taking a look at this and allowing yourself to really move into the next level. That's what's coming up. When you get in, when I say that to you, how does that feel?
Like I don't have to be in a hurry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go. This isn't a really great time to force anything. We have Mercury retrograde, as I said. I have a baby step seminar coming up for those of you who are in the area. That's in Kelowna here. It is 3.5 hours, and we focus on, you know, I share the very basics of what I do, which is really empowers people, and then they work with each other and they work with me, and we work for 3.5 hours on, okay, where do, like, you have a goal, let's go meet it, but not forcing that goal. So we're just, you know, on March 9th, I believe it's March 9th, Mercury goes out of retrograde and communication gets a little bit better. Like, we're already on a roll here with this radio show, hey, Zach? last week, I lost internet service 1 minute before the show. So this is, you know, communication is a two-way street. When you get in touch with it, I just want to check in with you because I'm kind of using you as a barometer for others who are listening in. What number would you say you're at now?
4.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really awesome. 4 is from the heart. So let's get you strong to opening your heart. And thank you so much for calling in and expressing yourself so eloquently.
Thank you. I was really praying this morning for solutions.
There we go. you know, thank you. And thank you for speaking so eloquently what others also had a desire to hear. Cool. So, Zach, how much time do we have left?
We have a minute or two.
Okay. So I just wanted to say that for everyone out there, you know, breathe. As I said, I have teleconferences coming up if you want to check those out. The Float Your Boat is on the first Thursday of the month, and you can, or sorry, the second Thursday is the telespa. And then we have on the third Thursday, we have the Float Your Boat. And so those, I think they're $39.99 on site. And on my site, and you can send me an issue and then we work on it. And I like to share as much information as I have time to, just to benefit everybody on those calls. You can check that out, like I said, on my Facebook page, The Truth is Funny with Colette, and also Energetic Upgrade Canada. And I just wanted to say thank you to Zach and for producing the show, and to Dr. Pat for giving all of us this wonderful opportunity. Thank you to you and your team. And of course, to everybody listening now and later, and those of you watching through wonderful technology on Facebook. Hope to see some of you at the Baby Steps. It's Sunday, March 8th at 1 o'clock till 4:30 at the Kanata Hotel. You can check that out at www.thetruthisfunny.com. I'm in the mood for making some shift happen. Bye for now. We'll be back next Wednesday.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.